The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey there, Tennessee fans. Welcome to another episode, Tennessee Fan Talk. We're recording on this Bowl Selection Sunday, and what a doozy that has turned out to be.
The Lord works in mysterious ways.
You've got the Duke, you've got Bird, got another episode, Tennessee Fan Talk, where Tennessee is citrus bowl bound.
Not to be confused with the Orange Bowl.
Not a New Year's Six, but on New Year's
Day.
We're like Chevelle opening for Nickelback.
One more thing. Hey, Georgia, suck it. Sucks to suck, doesn't it?
Oh, my goodness. You know, Saban,
he had one job.
You had one job. You had one job, and you sucked at it. And it was the look on Saban's face where he's like, you know, so much talk was around if Alabama won, would that not leave a spot for the SEC in the college football playoffs? And Saban had this look like, yeah, well, they told me if I beat them, I was in, so...
I mean, take credit where credit's due. Maybe if he wins the national championship, he'll like ride out on the sunset.
Maybe he'll retire. Yeah, that would be fantastic. Tennessee Citrus Bowl is the sixth appearance for Tennessee, which will put them in a seventh-way tie for most appearances, and most of that is the SEC. Their last appearance was in 2002, where they handedly beat Michigan 45-17.
2002. I was trying to figure out the year that Appalachian State beat them. Wasn't that year. It was after that.
the death of the ranked opponents, Appalachian State.
Yep, I remember watching that game.
Oh, Tennessee on that January 1st playing Iowa, which...
Bro.
Wow.
I think the bowl committee, or whoever does this, is like, you know what? We're still going to punish you because this is going to be like watching... paint dry. I almost said women's basketball, but I'm a big believer in Title IX, so I didn't say it. That's how boring it's going to be, though.
Looking at scoring, and this is 2023 numbers here, Iowa 216 points and Tennessee 378. Not bad despite our low-scoring games, right? Not worried about first downs. Rushing yardage, 1,504 for Iowa for the year, 2,431 for Tennessee, 1,601 in passing, 3,011 for Tennessee, leaving the total offense, if you do quick math, 3,105 for Iowa, 5,442 for Tennessee. They did, the bowl selection committee, did do one thing for us. They found a team that is worse in third down conversions than we are.
Well, because when you can't pass the ball, I mean, the Iowa University is proof that time travel exists because their offense is from 1815. That's how bad and boring it is.
Their red zone touchdowns, 14 for 34, that's 41%. Ours just 24 for 49, 49%.
Their defense is legit, though. too legit to quit, some might would say.
Too legit to quit.
Too legit. Too legit to quit.
Oh, these stats are just very, very interesting. Looking at our third quarter scoring, 79. We do really good in the first and second quarter, mainly the second quarter. But wow,
yeah, because we ain't got that dog in us, and we ain't got that ability to step on somebody's throat, Alabama.
Third and fourth quarters, good night.
We done quit on them. We was like, ah, we're heading down to the copper, whatever. I don't even think it's there anymore. Copper barrel, whatever it's called. It ain't there no more. Copper lantern, that's what it was.
Is the copper lantern not there no more?
No, they used to have the best French dip sandwich for sure.
Question is, and we'll talk more about this game in, since we have almost a month before it's played, we'll talk about more as more comes out, like maybe who the starting quarterback's going to be.
You'd have to think it's Joe Milton.
God, I mean, just let it go, Joe. Just go on. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for hanging around. Thank you for showing. I mean, I know that you say, hey, he's a VFL in your book because he hung around despite losing his job. Where the hell else was he going to go? MTSU?
I mean,
ETSU?
He could have started at Vanderbilt.
Vandy?
He would have put Spencer Rattler up for the job. Probably could have started Mississippi State. But you know what? He's just chose Tennessee. I'm a Joe Milton fan. I've talked smack about him when it's deserved, but I'm a Joe Milton fan. Thank you for your service. And the way I look at it, bowl games, if you're not in the CFP, and they don't matter, so what's another game? What's one more game? Who cares? We're going to get $8 million anyway. Who cares?
Eight and a half, yeah. And that was as of 2019, I believe, is what I read on that. It's the highest paying bowl game that is not one of the big ones. $8.5 million per team. And that was as of 2019.
Well, what these bowl committees have learned is that the SEC brings the fan base as much as I hate the SEC.
They do.
And money talks and BS walks. Look, Alabama made the Final Four because of that. And we also know that Florida State, without their starting quarterback, I mean, we learned, like,
yeah, would this have been a different story had they had their starter?
Oh, it wouldn't even have been a question. There wouldn't have been an SEC team in the Final Four, and I would have loved it.
So bad wins off the last two games for them hurt their chances.
Well, that, and they played a stinker of a schedule. I mean, they beat the SEC twice. They beat LSU. They dog-walked LSU. And they beat Florida pretty handily. I dog walk was not the right word for Florida because their quarterback was hurt. But then after that, they played no one. Virginia Tech.
Iowa had, you talk about their defense, 69 tackles for loss, 247 yards. Tennessee, 93, 369 yards. So not too far apart, 100-something yards. They they put up 27 of those were sacks. And we only had 36 sacks, so they get behind. They get behind offensive lines.
Oh yeah, they got them corn fed boys out there in Iowa. You know they in their weightlifting program they use bales of hay.
Now if we go through and look at their schedule,
I mean they were in the Big Ten championship against Michigan. I watched it and it stunk.
Goose egg.
Not shocking.
You know, they lost only two games in the regular season. They played Utah State, Iowa State, both of these low-scoring games. Western Michigan, they absolutely destroyed. A loss at Penn State, again, where they put up a goose egg, 31-0.
Sure. I mean, I don't know why people are not talking about it. I think the quarterback's last name was Hill. He's in the same realm as the round mound of touchdown from Kentucky, Jared Lorenzo. He's a fat guy. He's a pretty fat quarterback. He's from Iowa, so corn fed. I give it to him. Look him up. He is. I mean,
D Deacon Hill, a efficiency rating of 90.8. He's 115, 233, six interceptions.
What's his weight?
I have no idea what his weight is.
Look it up. It'll tell you it's like 6'2", 280, I bet.
God, dog. He's like,
what's his name?
Deacon Hill. You look that part up. I'm going to continue on this. Beat Michigan State. No surprise there. Beat Purdue. No big wins here. 26-16, 2014. Wisconsin. Beat them 15-6. Lose to Minnesota. Barely. It's one of your kind of games here. 10-12. Barely beat Northwestern. Beat Rutgers. Barely beat Illinois. Barely beat Nebraska. And then... 26-0 Michigan. So
okay. I was close, Bird. He is 6'3", 258.
6'3", 258.
And you know he's probably 6'1", 275. I know how they do these stats.
6'3" with cleats.
Yeah. I guess it looks like he's a transfer from, or he played at Wisconsin. So he's technically a cheese boy. He's from California.
Wisconsin. Oh, wait, going through Tennessee's. Of course, we all know the wins and losses there. Very sad to see four losses on there, especially the Missouri. That's a big...
Missouri was good this year.
They were good. The Florida loss probably hurts the most.
Kryptonite.
We still didn't have... we still had a little beat-up offensive line up until UTSA. And then towards the end of the year, they were back beat up again. Health seems to be an issue with that offensive line every other year.
I mean, I feel like it's hard on your knees carrying around 300 pounds.
What are these braces for? God dog.
Got to have a little help.
What do you say?
Exoskeleton.
We only tend to get hurt for when the kicking squad is out for an extra point. It's when someone's falling down.
I don't know. Did you look anything up about the transfer portal? Because I have a beef. I got some beef with transfer.
Let's hear it.
So, I am a Tennessee fan, and I love the University of Tennessee, but I hate it. I absolutely hate it on Twitter when it doesn't matter if it says that freaking Tom, Dick, or Harry enters the transfer portal. Some Tennessee fan says, "Oh, he's look here, go get him, go after him." Every single one, buddy. It just that drives me crazy. Like they have the gall to think that everybody wants to come to Tennessee. That's what drives me crazy.
Luckily, On3 is still only reporting that only one with Burrell has withdrawn.
Who? Who?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that gets me in, I do think, but one good thing that Tennessee fans can all wrap around, people talk about SEC pride. Tennessee ain't got it. Tennessee fans, I think SEC pride only goes for them teams that are dregs. Like Vanderbilt,
Mississippi State.
They got to have something. Now they do have baseball, but we all know that football brings in the money.
And Tony right? V's been tearing them up in baseball.
Yeah, like South Carolina. Look, SEC, SEC. Now, Tennessee fans, like, heck with it. Alabama would probably be the same way. But, yeah, it's all these dregs.
I can hear an Alabama fan the year that Tennessee finally makes it in CFP and Alabama don't think be like, no, I ain't watching it.
Yeah, well, half the Alabama fans are not from Alabama.
I tell you, there's a lot of them in the state of Tennessee.
Well, I mean, I get that. I get a bordering state. I understand that in some facet. Not always. Like, people from East Tennessee. What are you a fan of? Oh, Georgia. I mean, not Georgia. Florida. Why? Well, I just like their colors. So you like jorts? I mean,
I like their colors.
Okay. So you can like Boise State, same colors. You're in East Tennessee. Where you? I'm a fan of LSU. Why? They're good. I can respect that. I can respect somebody that says that I pull for Alabama because they're good. Not, you know, give me that answer and I'm fine with it. Now, I might not agree with it, but I respect you for it. Hey, at least you're telling me the truth. You only, that's like the people that pull for, they got the Yankees in baseball. They got Duke in basketball. They got the Patriots in football minus this year because they stink, you know. Then people that pull for all the good teams. I had friends that way, and they pull for Alabama football because they like winners. They pull for the Lakers in the NBA for the five people that watch the NBA.
How long have you been an Alabama fan? Well, let's see. When did Saban get there? About 3 years after he got there.
Yeah, I've been an Alabama fan since, you know, I mean, you know, just a couple years ago. You know, For the longest time, I liked Georgia. But for some reason, it just spoke to me in the middle of the night. Now I'm an Alabama fan. This year, last year, I was a Georgia fan. This year, I'm an Alabama fan. Next year, I might be a Michigan fan next year. We'll see.
Next year, I may be a Harbaugh supporter.
Yeah, you know, or, you know, some years I've been a Clemson fan. It just depends. It changes every year.
It just depends on who's
winning. Yeah, I mean, it's normally, I'm a fan of normally whoever wins college football championship.
So if you just had a shirt that said Go Tigers, your percentage of that is pretty high.
Or dogs. You could still wear a shirt that said, because for some reason the Huskies say that too.
The who?
I mean, they... They might win it all.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
I don't know. I mean, it's going to be a slugfest against Michigan and Alabama.
Alabama, Michigan's going to be... I still think SEC talent, that week after week grind of a schedule, prevails in the end.
I think it proves that we were down this year. I think we were 7-9 out of conference or something. I don't know. You have to look it up. I read all this stuff on Twitter all the time.
He starts screenshotting it so you can remember it.
Yeah, well, who cares? I mean, anyway, I know that we didn't play good out of conference this year. That or the ACC, maybe what I saw was 7-9. Not us, but we also got lucky on who we played.
Yeah.
I mean, but anyway.
And what do you think about the Sugar Bowl? You think they'll beat Texas?
I do.
You think Washington will beat Texas?
I do. If we're being real technical, there's two SEC teams in the college playoffs this year.
That's right. That's how I feel about it, by God.
Because
they don't play until 2024, January 1st, 2024. Texas is an SEC school in 2024.
What if they roll out there with SEC patches on their
My
jersey?
Goodness, that would be awesome.
I mean, not really, because I'm not a pro SEC guy.
Yeah,
it would be funny.
But it'd be awesome.
What I'm hoping for is an Ohio State win, big time.
Over Mizzou, yes.
I'm also hoping for a Penn State win over Ole Miss.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Yeah, Penn State over Freshwater.
Georgia is going to destroy Florida State.
They're going. I mean, the aggression that they are going to be taking out for
how mad was Kirby Smart today?
Can you imagine? Now, I wish I would have watched it live. I saw bits and pieces. Like I saw the Florida State locker room when they were watching live, and they got, you know, that number four came in. They announced Alabama.
Did you see the Michigan people did not celebrate? They were a little they're a little nervous, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Which, understandably so, it's freaking Nick Saban.
And Liberty, Oregon.
The best football coach of all time.
Oregon's going to spank Liberty. How did Liberty, number 23, how did Liberty?
They always give the non-Power 5 number one team, blah, 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 whatever, a New Year's Six Bowl.
I mean,
because
the
they feel sorry for
Bowl. Use the Fiesta Bowl with
Liberty. Sorry for him. Here's you some breadcrumbs. Here's you some breadcrumbs.
I mean,
pat them on the head and go back home.
They're just going to get smoked.
I mean, in the pre-show, I was telling you, Bert, if any Tennessee fan wants to head down to Birmingham on December 23rd to watch the Camellia Bowl, you can go watch Butch Jones coach against Northern Illinois. There's going to be 15 people in the crowd there. There's also... Golly, what's the I can't think of the name of the company.
I love how ESPN...
Is it Shale? It should be the Shale Brick Bowl.
How ESPN... shows all these rankings as you go down through the games, and you get down to Tennessee, and it doesn't even show the ranking.
Does it not?
No. You're reading number 11 Ole Miss versus number 10 Penn State, Saturday,
Chick-fil-A. Well, on the first one, because I'm down here looking at Missouri. Looking at Louisville playing in South Carolina, or South Carolina, Southern California, and Texas, like the Texas A&M versus Oklahoma State. You think there's going to be a dead dog on the front yard of a fraternity at Texas A&M? A dead lassie? Did you see that?
Clemson. Kentucky.
Did you see that?
No.
That's why you're not laughing. Because nope. I think it was Friday.
Was this after their butt whooping from Texas?
No. This was before. So this is Friday. Okay. Friday before the game.
Okay.
A fraternity from Oklahoma killed a Longhorn cow and put it on the front yard of a fraternity at the University of Texas.
Oh, wow. Somebody's mad.
Oh, yeah, the PETA.
People eating tasty animals?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Is it right? No. Is it animal cruelty? Probably.
Probably so.
Has it been going on forever? Yes. Now we just have cell phones. And the left coasters get mad.
As we step into a break, I want you all to be thinking about while you're hearing about whatever advertisement is playing for you. I want you to think about the TransPerfect Music City Bowl. In Auburn and Maryland. At least all the Tennessee the people that live in Tennessee that are Auburn fans get to go to a game. But thank God, we do not have to.
That's a good bowl for Auburn.
Considering their year.
How bad they were.
Yeah, I didn't even know they won 6.
I wonder how much Nick Saban's sending money to Hugh Freeze. Thank you for rushing 3.
I appreciate it.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
Hey, Vols fans, let's be honest. Do you really trust where the meat comes from at your local grocery store? With all the fillers and preservatives out there and their unknown long-term issues, why not take a little stress off of your grocery list? More and more people are going back to the farmers for their local eggs, vegetables, fruits, honey. Teague Premium Beef offers a local solution to a nationwide problem. Simply visit bellbucklebeef.com to select your cuts and choose the processor nearest you. Teague Premium Beef will deliver grass-fed, grain-finished beef to that processor. Why take chances on the unknown? Choose local. Choose Teague Premium Beef.
Welcome back, Tennessee fans. We are Luckily, since we did the show on Thursday last week, we have no basketball to talk about. They don't play again until Tuesday the 5th, hosting Mason something or another.
Did you see
a little warm-up game, you know?
I can't remember who it was. You can Google faster than I can, but Kentucky got beat by somebody.
Did they really?
Yeah, by like a nobody. Hold on.
Man. Well, no, they beat. Oh, there it is. Yesterday, UNCW. Are you 80-70?
UNC Williamson. Williamson. Williams. I don't know.
UNC Williamson. Wilmington. God bless. I can't get it out. There it is. Wilmington Seahawks. University of North Carolina. Wilmington. 6-2. Same record as the Cats. That is. See, that makes me not feel bad about losing to North Carolina.
C-A-T-S, cats, cats, cats. I've seen somebody in the I wonder what the talk of
Dude,
the coal mine.
And it was
be.
At home.
Sure, at the it racist was... arena. Proof in the pudding.
Wait a minute. Speaking of proof in the pudding, have you seen the stereotypical videos of people doing videos or podcasts or whatever, and their alarms chirping in the background, their smoke detector alarms?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, well, you have such a good mic, I can hear yours. Oh, there it that's is.
Not, that's yours. It's not mine.
That is not mine.
I can promise you it's not mine.
I can guarantee you that it's not mine.
Hold on.
I'll mute my mic. This has got to be great for the listeners.
We can cut it out. Oh, it is mine.
Yeah,
it is mine. You want to put just a 10-second hold while I go try to figure it out?
No, 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 because this is... Can you imagine riding in the car and listening to a podcast? Just, wait a minute, these guys are putting this on hold because smoke detector is just going off. That's hilarious.
I had no idea. There he is again.
Oh, well, no movement in the portal. Fantastic selection. We didn't actually pick teams the other night, Thursday night, when we were talking about this SEC championship, because I kind of didn't want to.
I didn't care.
You
got to pick the referees.
I would have thought Georgia would have won the game. But
well, sure, everybody thought that. I'm sure Vegas did, too.
Alabama showed up. Speaking of Alabama, they did open as an underdog right now against Michigan. Why betting is open so early, I have no idea.
You better hammer.
But I better take it right now.
Oh, safety second.
We are. Don't need them batteries. We are at our 25-minute mark.
I've been beeping and booping all over the place.
It was a great selection Sunday. I am glad that Tennessee is not in Music City Bowl or the
Liberty Bowl,
Tax Slayer Gator Bowl, which is where a lot of people thought we were going to play against North Carolina or NC State.
There's the Wasabi Fenway Bowl. That'd have been a good one. Talk about playing to the home crowd. Boston College is playing at the Wasabi Fenway Bowl inside of Fenway Stadium.
They're pandering.
I will say that I watched pretty much all of the big championship games, and the most pitiful crowd out of all of them was the ACC.
Yes, because it's the ACC. Who cares?
All they care about is basketball.
Yeah.
And academics.
We appreciate y'all.
They got some high ones.
We appreciate y'all tuning in to another episode of Tennessee Fan Talk. Remember, follow that link there in your summary, description, whatever it is on your app. Click that link. look at the calendar, schedule a show where you can be on with us. We record every Sunday night. Appreciate y'all listening. Go Vols.
Big Orange.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 Dream Beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.